Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Broadcasting live from the glorious eastern coast of Australia to the darkest corner of your greatest fears. Prepare yourself for terrifying tales of yaois, UFOs, paranormal anomalies, and much more. Nothing is impossible, and nothing is off limits. Welcome to Believe the Night Shift with your host, Cade Moyer.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. It is a pleasure to be with you wherever you may be joining us from. We are broadcasting live to YouTube, so if you are watching live, comment and let me know where you are listening from. My name's Cade Moyer, and I'm going to be your tour guide on tonight's journey. And if you wish to join me, I have an open line ready for you. The number is 07303096. I forget that number every time. You know, I've read that number out 100 times now, and you think I will get it right. The number is 07304030096. You can call in and share your strange and unexplainable stories. So guys, it has been a little while since we've done a live show. I just had a look at the numbers here and I see it was about a month ago that we did our last live show. So guys, it's great to be back with you. It's great to be here back on the air because we, as you know, season 19 has come to an end. And that ended a couple of weeks ago. So we are currently in the process of recording season 20 of the podcast. And we are looking to do some rather fun and unique elements to the podcast when it comes to season 20. So a lot of feedback that we've gotten is that some members who, or not just members actually, people who have encounters are sometimes a little bit nervous to come on the air and share their actual encounter, say in person or something like that. So we are going to start offering the opportunity for people to write in and we will read those encounters out on their behalf. Now, sometimes it will be me, maybe sometimes I'll bring in an alternative voice or something like that to, you know, just kind of mix things up a little bit. But that's going to be something that we're going to be looking at. So I would love to hear your thoughts on that kind of option for our guests or potential experiences on the podcast, because I think it adds a little bit of depth to the guests as well, you know, because not everyone is super confident when it comes to retelling their story. So you know, it does give us an option to potentially reach even more people who've had encounters. So I would love to know what your thoughts are on that. I think it's a really cool opportunity to, you know, include people who may not think their story is really, I don't know, share worthy, because you'll be surprised at how many people will write in and want to tell me a story but not want to come on the show. So I feel like this is the opportunity to let those people, you know, kind of air their experiences without going right in the deep end and becoming an official guest of the podcast. So guys, we are in 2024 and I can tell you that 2023 was a completely crazy year for UFOs, for the podcast. It was, and actually for Cairns as a whole. So for those who are listening, I'm actually located in Cairns in far north Queensland. And if you live in Australia, you've probably seen this region on the news a fair bit towards the end of 2023 because we had a cyclone just pass above us, which was lucky. However, as every local in Cairns will tell you, is that when a cyclone goes north of you, you usually get slammed with the rain. And that's exactly what happened in Cairns. We got smashed with, I think it was in the end, about 1,200 mils of water, which is a lot of water. And we essentially had multiple suburbs completely go underwater. It was unbelievable. I've lived in Cairns for, you know, 36 years now, and I've never seen flooding to that scale. It was truly heartbreaking seeing so many families lose absolutely everything days before Christmas. And yeah, it was just terrible to see this happen, because in this day and age, it's I don't know, naive to think that these things don't happen. And this happened within hours. It was genuinely mind-blowing. But yeah, a bit of an average way to kind of finish the end of the year. But luckily, I was lucky enough to be on the opposite side of town to where all this flooding was happening. So my family was untouched completely by the flooding, by the cyclone, and also the podcast studio was completely untouched as well. So, you know, I do thank my lucky stars in that regard there, because I know not everyone was as lucky as I was. So just going to the chat here, and I see some people think they're having trouble hearing the podcast. So let me know if it's coming through. All my on my side of things shows that everything is running the way it should be. However, if you are having trouble with the audio coming through on your device, I would probably just look at maybe just restarting the live stream or something like that, because who knows what it's doing on your end. But it looks like we are coming through loud and clear from what people are saying. So it is great to have you here. So we've got a couple of listeners tuning in. So tonight I want to do something a little bit special, or a little bit fun, you know, depending on how you look at it. So I would love to hear what people's New Year's resolutions or predictions are going to be for 2024 when it comes to UFOs, because I think this year is going to be a rather interesting year when it comes to that kind of segment of the unknown. I know I have honestly beat this dead horse to as much as I could, if I'm being honest, about the US and their congressional hearings and things like that. But unfortunately, the bill did not get passed. There was a lot of very open-ended language in it that I thought would really cause it to not get over the line, but it is unfortunately being scrapped for now. And that really does raise a rather interesting predicament when it comes to disclosure, because I'm a massive believer, and you can go back and listen to previous live shows about this. I'm a massive believer that if the US government didn't do disclosure, we're going to get the public doing disclosure. And that is essentially one of the things that is on the cards right now. I don't know how many of you are in the X or the Twitter world, but one of the words that is, or one of the statements that gets thrown around, is catastrophic disclosure. What does that mean? That means disclosure without the US government's input. They will not have any control over what comes out. And who knows what that looks like? You know, that could be military personnel, civilians, things like that, contractors coming forward talk about whatever it is that they've been working on. You know, like a really good example of this is someone like Bob Lazar, who was stationed at S4 within Area 51, and he came out in the 1980s to talk about the reverse engineering program that he worked on. It really wouldn't be too much of a leap to think that stuff like this is gonna start coming out now, because who knows, it is a crazy time we're living in. And actually, someone on the live stream here said another country. Absolutely. You know, that is a really good point, because who knows what other people are. You just listened to a preview of a Believe Plus episode. If you want to listen to the entire episode, head on over to believepod.com/plus and become a member.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's UnitedHealthcare insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.